It's time for your phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And today I call a man who's upset because he went to one of those timeshare presentations. Mm-hmm. And after sitting through hours of people talking to him and being promised a trip to Hawaii, he never got it. That is, until now when I call him and offer him a trip to paradise as long as he sits through another four-hour-long presentation. In your phone tap right now.
Hello?
Hi, is Greg there?
Yes, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg, how are you? This is Colby Sazerac. I work for Destinations.
Finally, thank you. Thank you for calling me back.
I know you're upset, sir, and I'm sorry. We received your complaint emails, and that's why I'm calling you today.
Yeah, well, I went to this dumb timeshare thing over a year ago.
I know.
So you can understand why I'm a little upset.
I am. You were promised a trip a year ago, and you haven't received it. Like I said, we feel very bad about this. Somebody dropped the ball. They've been let go. And I'm prepared to offer you your trip today.
Thank you, finally.
No problem. I do want to let you know, whichever day you choose to go to Hawaii, make sure you get to the airport a little early, because you're going to have to go through about a four-hour presentation at a nearby hotel before we can get you the tickets, okay?
That's got to be a joke. Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not, sir. I don't know.
I already went to a presentation. I don't know who forgot to tell you that, but I sat to that bull for about 5 hours, okay? Don't you have a record of that anywhere over there?
Yes, we do have a record of it, but there's many more services we'd like to tell you about.
No. Look. That's all it was, okay? It's just I went to the presentation, and now I go to Hawaii, and there's no bull, okay? There's no extra presentation or anything like that over there, okay?
We don't offer any bull. That's why I want you to sit through one of the presentations before you go on your trip.
I'm done sitting through presentations. I was promised this trip, and I'm taking the damn trip.
Okay, so if
I'm going to give my trip to Hawaii, and that's the end of it.
So, if I'm hearing you correctly, no presentations before you go to Hawaii.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Perfect. Done. I can do that for you.
That's what I wanted. Now, how do I get my trip?
I'll get you all that information. I do want to let you know, though, once you get to Hawaii, before you check into the hotel, you are going to have to go through a presentation in order to get the room key.
This is a joke. That's what this is. This is incredible. How can you do this to people? I'm not sitting through any presentation at all.
It's just a little formality. It'll take you 3 hours. You'll get your room key, and then you can have fun in Hawaii.
You're kidding me. You just told me I didn't have to go to any presentation.
Okay, fine. How about I get you out of any of those formal presentations?
I think this is the fifth time I've answered the question. Yes, that is what I want.
I can do that for you. I don't know why we didn't just get to this part earlier, huh?
Go on.
All that back and forth for nothing. Yeah, I wish you would have just told me sooner that you didn't want to go to any presentation.
I probably didn't want to go to any presentation. Did I not?
How about this, sir? I get you to Hawaii, get you in the hotel room, let you have fun. I'm just going to go with you on the trip and hang out with you and tell you all about it. How does that sound? Doesn't that sound way better? Just the two of us kicking around Hawaii. I can tell you about all our services while we're having Mai Tais on the beach.
You've been irritating me for the past 20 minutes.
I'm a lot of fun. We could have a great time together in Hawaii, you and I.
Colby, I need to speak to your manager. This is ridiculous.
You want to speak to my manager?
Yes. How many times do I have to repeat myself?
All right, sir. Let me put you on hold and I'll get him, okay?
Fine.
I just want to let you know, while you're on hold, there's going to be about a 3-minute presentation for you to listen to.
What are you talking about? I'm not listening to any presentations. This is a waste of my time, okay?
You are really against presentations, aren't you?
Okay, I'm not sitting through another presentation, okay?
Would you sit through a prank phone call? Would you sit through a prank phone call for like about 4 minutes?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your girlfriend Natalie set you up.
Natalie?
Yeah.
Oh my.
She told us all about your timeshare nightmare.
Oh, it was a nightmare, and this made it worse.